Thank you. You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Teller. Music out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, a new album just coming out from the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra called Twisting Ways. We heard the track Fleur, Variation 3, and that's an album that brings together the writing of pianist David Braid and Montreal composer Philippe Côté. This was music recorded in Winnipeg in 2019. On that track, we heard vocalist Carly Epp, as well as some solo work from David on piano and vibes player Stefan Bauer. Music before that from Montreal guitarist Jordan Officer, working with bassist Sage Reynolds and drummer Tony Albino from the album Blue Skies, that was Night Flight. And the set started with another new album just being released, this from Venezuelan-born jazz pianist Benito Gonzalez, the album Sing to the World. And we heard the Roy Hargrove composition Father. Otherwise, the album is all original material from Benito. And he's working with trumpet player Nicholas Payton, bassist Christian McBride, and drummer Sasha Mashin. And we'll keep it going with a new album just being released from trumpet player Al Muirhead and his quintet. Recordings during a 2018 tour that saw gigs at Edmonton's Yardbird Jazz Club and Vancouver's Frankie's Jazz Club. And from a live recording in Edmonton, this is Four Brothers. Thank you.
the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've also felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, it's all right, 'cause we have lived so well so long. Still, when I think about the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. Can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and from high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. And we come on the ship they call Mayflower. We come on the ship that sailed the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hour, and we sing an American tune. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all, I'm just trying to get some rest, to get some rest.
This is Bird Note. As a kid, science writer Ryan Mandelbaum avoided birds, thinking they were gross and kind of scary. But when working on an environmental project in journalism school, Ryan had a change of heart.
I just came across a story about how the New York City Audubon Society was painting lawn flamingos white to try and attract great egrets back to an island off the coast of Staten Island. And I just thought this was so funny, and I had to learn more.
That led to a video project and a quest to capture footage of a great blue heron, a bird that Ryan had never seen before, which was actually hard to find for a totally novice birder. But after a lot of trial and error, and with some help from the New York City Parks Department, they found one.
Just seeing this bird emerge from its nest, it was so much bigger than I thought it was going to be, and it was so much